We are moving in 3-hour increments. Every 3 months is like 3 hours on that imaginary clock. And our development proceeds then in 4 stages of a complete cycle. But when we get to the end of the cycle, because of the hermetic nature of ourselves, we cannot close the circle. And a very arcane turning happens. And the cycle repeats itself, moving in the opposite direction. So that literally, in our 2 years of education, we do something in the first year and we undo it in the second year. In the first year, in 4 stages, we integrate. In the second year, in 4 stages, we differentiate. We start with nature. In 4 stages, 1, 2, 3, 4, we show how nature, which is the first stage, transmutes itself. What's out there? Here. So that the whole emotion is that what is exterior actually comes to a complete focus in human beings. From nature to the self. And in differentiating that motion, the motion of integration.
The Piano Trio Number 1 in D minor, Opus 23, of Anton Arensky. That's a performance on a new Delos compact disc with pianist Mona Golubac, violinist Andres Cardenas, and cellist Jeffrey Solo. Also contained on that new Delos compact disc, the Piano Trio in A minor, Opus 50, of Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. And it's played with the same kind of intensity that these three distinguished soloists bring to that performance. We'll continue our program of new releases with music of John Shepherd, Charles Mouton, and Joseph Haydn on this Saturday morning. You're tuned to 91.5 KUSC Los Angeles, to KFAC Santa Barbara at 88.7, or to KCPB Thousand Oaks at 91.1 FM, the subscriber-supported public radio service of the University of Southern California.
Symbolically apparent.
Music by a neglected contemporary of composer Thomas Tallis, as our new releases program continues. The composer is John Shepherd, who was born sometime around 1515 and lived until sometime around 1559. He's regarded by Peter Phillips, who will conduct the recording, which we'll hear, as one of the greatest composers of Tudor music. Much of the music has survived incomplete, as Peter Phillips mentions. Yeah, very little known about John Shepherd's career. He was employed at Magdalen College, Oxford, between 1543 and 1548, and also at the Chapel Royal from 1552 or thereabouts up until about 1559, when he is presumed to have died. His name disappears from the list of gentlemen. Here is music based on chance and one of the rather major works from that period of English church music, Media Vita. In the midst of life, we are in death. Whom can we seek as our helper but you, Lord, who on account of our sins are justly angry? Here is the setting of Media Vita by John Shepherd, with Peter Phillips directing the Tallis Scholars on a newly issued Gimmel compact disc.
It doesn't just rest. It doesn't come to a finish line, and then, like some of you may be old enough to remember Roger Bannister, the first runner to break the 4-minute mile, and he collapsed after the race. And for months all over, whenever anyone would break the 4-minute mile, they would collapse in imitation of Roger Bannister. There's no finish line. One is not home free at last. One cannot then just stop. You don't get to the deep self and say, well, now I can do what I want to do. That's not it at all. The achievement of the deep self is like the implosion of all of the value of nature into a single focus. It staggers the imagination, so we can't even imagine. But you can visualize for yourself the tremendous elasticity of the self. If it has compressed into a single focus all of the values of life, so that its characteristic above all is not so much that it's a dead point, but that it is an elastic focus which is ready to radiate back out, radiate all of that tension back, so that the activity of the integrated self, having been integrated, now changes its role. It no longer is naturally integrated, hoping to be achieved phenomenon. It is an achieved phenomenon, hoping to differentiate, hoping to expand, hoping to move. This radiation is conscious. What we call the colloquial language that we have, consciousness is radiation. To put it in deeper and simpler words, it's actually radiation of mind in a light mode. So in the second year, the differentiation that happens, the consciousness that happens, also follows the same quaternary structure, but the quaternary structure that integrated now is followed back through in a reverse mode. So that the last quaternary, the last quarter of integration, which is single, is the same thing as the first quarter in the differentiation. And I use the traditional metaphor because it's a fine good word, magic. The underside of single is magic, and the underside of magic is single. In other words, in that quaternary, if you look at the yin and the yang of that quaternary, the yang is symbolic, and the yang is magic. It has an independent on your orientation, either of those modes. So they don't make very much of an impression. So symbolic integration is the flow of that natural. So that there is a relationship, a direct line between symbols. This over to his friend. If you look at that mandala, you can see that there is a bar running through the mandala that links symbol and science together. So that while magic is the underside of symbols, the yin of symbols, science is the continuity, the expressive differential purposiveness, so that there is a direct vector between symbol and science, and the underside of symbol being magic means that there is a relationship between magic and science. That's a little precarious, but I think most of you are mature enough that you can hold this analogy out at arm's length and don't let it swallow you. It's a very powerful analogy. It is only provisionally true. And if you ask me in lectures over, is this true, I would say no. I would rather you think of an ode than for you to be this way. Volume called The Philosophy. consciousness is working, it's apparently different. What is different? The symbolic capacity of vibration is doing the reflecting, but what allows the reflecting to happen is the magical underway, the underway of magic. But the purpose, the differentiating vector, has a purposeful fullness, has a strategic purpose. All reflection, all consciousness has a shared strategic purpose. What is that purpose? To manifest science. Science with the big S. Hence, one can say quite accurately that when it comes to the truth of why are we here, it's to manifest our science of being. That's a true story. It's as true as being. Why are we here? To manifest our dogma shattering realization that's here, that the basis of this kind of interpersonal democracy is that you, my helping you to ensure your freedom is the only assurance I give to you. And to the extent that you're duped, my chances of being a blessing to serve. So the promoted here for helping you, the promoted for spiritual community is intimately tied up in to the practice of individualism. As a liberation, as a sense of moksha, or nirvana, or heaven, paradise, however you wish to characterize it. So that in the differentiation mode, consciousness is intimately related to community. In the natural mode, the ultimate secret arcane purpose of community is to help engender the perfected integration of the individual. That's the natural mode. The underside of that, the converse of that, is that the consciousness can be revealed by the kind of purpose is to have manifest community. So that you can speak symbolically in this way. The ultimate purpose of the ecology of energy is to produce an integrated deep self. In some one, in some entity. And that someone, that deep self, recursive purpose is to help express that in the largest possible manner. So that the symbol that one would have in the natural mode, in the natural ecology, is the deep self. The symbol in the conscious ecology is the flower of angels around the presence of God. The community that is so perfected that their wings are like the brilliant petals surrounding the presence of the divine. is the making of utopian communities. So that any time ever in human history, wherever you have consciousness flaming to the capacity of beginning science, you have a concomitant rise in the development of utopian communities. At the very roots of science in the 16th century, after about two generations of lightning of the North Italian Hermetic Renaissance, there the spark took in Northern Europe, Northern Western Europe, and the spark was the beginning of the developments of science. The Northern Italy part was very artistic, but the Northern European part went the next stage beyond art, assuming the art, and moved towards science. And as soon as you had that, you had the rise of utopian community speculation. Well, in fact, the word that we use now, utopia, comes from Thomas More's. So Thomas More's utopia, which came out about the time that Paracelsus so died. There's an intimate time when, whenever you have the spiritual development to the point where you have science, one of the archetypal structural aspects is the desire to have utopian community. Is this true? It is always true. In East Asia, after the Han Dynasty, which the Hans were the Chinese Romans, when the Han Dynasty finally really did fall in the 3rd century AD, a couple of generations after that, you have the rise of Taoist science and the rise also of Taoist utopian community development. And because there was no central dynastic power, the power resided in powerful warlord families for several hundred years. There were spots in China where there were utopian communities. Exactly where the Taoist scientific development was being developed, there you had socialist communities on a utopian scale. This is not generally known in the West, but I must tell you that it is now quite substantially backed up in many examples of this history. We could observe the same phenomenon in Islamic history. As soon as science began to develop in the Islamic civilization, as soon as you had that development of the person, and you find that personal integration most prominent in someone like Ibn Arabi or Jalaluddin Rumi. And Rumi and Ibn Arabi live fairly close to each other. Within a couple of generations after that, you have the development, the beginnings of science, and at the same time, the development of utopian Islamic communities. And of course, because this always jeopardizes the powers that exist in a worldly way, they squelch the socialist communities. Now, I'm not a socialist, don't get me wrong. I'm trying to convey an idea to you. The powers that base themselves on the world are antithetical to those
Media
people
Vita
who base themselves
by
on the
Tudor church composer John Shepherd on a newly issued Gimel compact disc. We heard Peter Phillips directing the Talis Scholars. Neglected music by a neglected composer, Media Vita in a special edition prepared by David Woolston, others prepared especially for the recording by Peter Phillips, also contained on that Gemmell compact disc shorter works by John Shepherd, including Christe Redemptor Omnium, Reges Tarsis, Sacris Solemnis, and three settings of In Manos Tuas. We'll continue with more early music as our new releases program continues. Some lute pieces by Charles Mouton, some 16th century French music for lute. Performances on this newly issued Deutsche Harmonia Mundi compact disc with lutenist Konrad Junghandel.
Science by stopping the development of the utopian and Islamic. The Ayatollah is a perfectly rational 14th century before. That was that there was a steam branch. There was a back door. People could leave the northwestern European persecution arena and go across the Atlantic Ocean to the new world. And the power structures in northwestern Europe were not strong enough to finger something effectively. They could threaten. Powered in the corner by the threats, you were controllable, but slowly people realize they can yell at us, but they can't grab our heads. And so the whole development of what came to be the United States is the most arcane, ongoing development of the individual of out of nature and shows the cosmos. And of course, you can see that when mishandled by ignorance, though this whole procedure becomes distorted, becomes rather grotesque. When you have little bitty material like the development of Golden Palms development number 6, where they bulldoze the orange groves to put up some kind of pastiche of expensive mid-$700,000 homes. You can see that it gets distorted. So that the responsibility of enterprise has a very peculiar governor on it. The development of the furtherance of the expressive differentiation of consciousness have as their natural governor the scientific purpose of the and just like the whole achievement of coherence in the integration mode is to always keep in mind that the deep self is the goal. So too, in consciousness, the development of true science is the goal. And you can check yourself in the first quaternary, am I still moving towards that integration? That we are when our without becomes nip. So that with one's own life, that the sight of what we are able to check our actions. Now you can see from this the importance of science. Why is science important? Science is the only way to check on the legitimacy of our activity. Just like symbolic integration is the only way in the previous way to check on the integrity of what we're doing. Meditation. Is that recurring or integrity? And is my inner sense of presence beginning to really take hold and influence my life? Is this in fact that checking oneself in that mode is an ethical mode, not a moral mode. It's not based on what society says. Sense of presence for you so that you can understand what is happening in a very comprehensive way.
Well, I can only suggest that you sue me if you did notice that I simply gave the wrong century for composer Charles Mouton, and I do therefore apologize. Charles Mouton, born approximately 1626 and lived until approximately 1710. Therefore, his music certainly from the 17th century and even in the beginning of the 18th century. Nothing of the 16th century at all in this particular circumstance. Lute pieces from 17th century France on this Deutsche Harmonia Mundi compact disc. We heard some pieces by Charles Mouton, played by lutenist Conrad Junghanel. Other composers represented on that volume one of a series of European lute music include Ennemond and Denis Gaultier, François Dufaux, and Jacques Gallo. Deutsche Harmonia Mundi recordings, by the way, now being issued on the RCA label, or at least under the RCA label. In fact, there's no RCA mentioned at all. It's BMG Classics, which is the company that now owns RCA and indeed now distributes Deutsche Harmonia Mundi. If you're not totally confused, send a postcard, and I will try to confuse you even further, if that's possible, on this Saturday morning. I'm Dennis Boddy. Steve Seavey taking care of the engineering and remaining utterly unconfused. Well, it's time for some clock music, simply because that's what's next on our new releases program. The Symphony No. 101 in D Major, the Clock Symphony by Joseph Haydn. The English Chamber Orchestra Orchestra is conducted by Jeffrey Tate on this new Angel compact disc.
The reciprocal interaction between the two. There's no groove that could hold those two together more than their mutual reciprocal interaction. Query. When you have a hermetically sealed sphere, what is inside the hermetically sealed sphere? Answer. Perfect vacuum. Chinette. Absolutely pure emptiness. Why is that absolutely pure emptiness beautiful? Because it's the guarantee that the seal cannot be broken, will never be broken. This is not a Zen, this is a great concentration. I'm just giving you a few flourishes so that you can lift it off the page. Off the reflective page in your mind and make the reflective page in your mind truly transparent so that you can see the radiant energeia of the spirit as it works its magic to make the real occur. All biological held together by non-covalent interactions, as shown in Figure 6.1, the living molecules are double layer 4, 5, 5, 5, 5. This lipid molecule provides the basic structure of the membrane and serves as a relatively permeable barrier to the flow of most water-soluble molecules. There are water-soluble molecules, and there are also fat-soluble molecules. The protein molecules are dissolved in the lipid bilayer. What's arcane about that? How does it reproduce? What reproduces? Who?